the candidate is circumcised. And sometimes actually they get lost there. Sometimes they, you know,
if they are girls, they
if they are girls, they
sexually,
yes, sexually, and some of them actually they are raped, and then even they remain there in a hideout, and some
because
some
they are ashamed to return home.
So wow. Those are some of the things actually that we have to evaluate, that we have to look into very keenly with a positive mind, different stakeholders, and we discuss this. I know government has tried to come in, and some activists, and but sometimes when they come in. People then begin to, you know, throw tantrums and they abuse, like, ah, this is our culture, they don't know much about our culture, let them leave the cultural things to ourselves. And yet, as ourselves, we actually not what? Doing much to make sure that some of these mistakes or some of these issues are worked upon.
Cleaned up, yeah.
Are cleaned up. So, it's a good culture that can actually improve our welfare, just as we have to say it. It's one of the biggest cultural tourism attraction. When it's circumcision season, like in August, next in August, it draws many millions of people. I mean, the people who celebrate that Imbal with that just 1 month, there are many, and all these people come with money, they come and spend in our region, in our city, in our region. And this is all good as an economic, you know, it booster. But if we don't improve, if we don't look into some of the mistakes, some of the negativity, some of the negative things that accompany it, and then we only just look into the economic
income
the
part,
income part,
yeah.
Then there we miss a point.
Yes.
We can improve it, and still, actually, it can even bring more income. Because there are people who fear or who don't want, who are not attracted even to come to this symbol because of the way it is, the way it is branded,
the way it is packaged,
the way it is packaged, you know,
the immorality literally brings into the society and the community during that time.
Actually, there are many people who shun away from it, who dislike it, and who cannot even dare to come because of how, first of all, the behaviors. You find people are being, you know, they are pouring local brew, throwing
beers,
the beers
alcohol,
and all this. They are abusing and, you know, vulgar words and all these things. So, you know, somebody who is morally upright cannot actually withstand that.
Yeah.
And because of that, you find they are drawing away from it, and actually they are discouraging even other people from being part of it. So it is us actually who lose out from it. Instead of improving and, you know, packaging it very well, that it can actually embrace, that everybody can be happy about it, you know, than pushing people away from it, and actually it they even don't want even to associate. I know of many Bamasava, many Gishus, who don't want actually to be called the Bamasava, who don't want to associate with
the dance is part of the culture.
Exactly, they don't want to associate with the people's groups, the Bamasava, as a tribe. Because of what happens, maybe
during
some of them,
season.
Yes, some of them in schools, then they see their peers laughing at them. Ah, we saw somebody, you know, was doing this and
the
this,
books
and
are
you
out.
Know, and you know, with technology and media, whatever
things
happens,
quick.
Things fly very fast, and whatever happens there, whether deep in the village, either in Wududa, Omanafo, Dadili, you know, Sironko, Blamburi. It goes viral. In a short while, everyone is knowing what has happened. Now, you find that actually people become, you know, they have this, they would not want to identify with that. And you find people who are more especially exposed and they are maybe staying outside the region, they don't want actually to identify. Many of them actually, like here in Kampala, they want to be more identified with the Baganda, with you, than actually they are, what?
fellow,
their own
culture.
You know, culture. So I think that's what we have to come back to the drawing board, and we look into that, and then we improve our culture for our own good and for the national tragedy.
For those of you watching us today, we are discussing about how can we improve our culture, behaviors that we do in Africa to accommodate development, to accommodate society, innovation, entrepreneurship. How can we do this? Because culture is connected to business. And the business that surrounds culture, dancing, the things we do, it also brings in tourism, and tourism brings in finances. But if you find that the culture now, like the Kadodi, is so negative, the negative now will literally boost all these businesses that are negative. I think you could be having something that is close to looking like it's the Brazilian carnival. The Brazilian carnival came from Brazil, but it also brought in that negative aspect of women dressing like prostitutes and women hanging around like prostitutes. Whenever you have the festival, prostitution increases, rape increases, drugs increases, all the bad manners surfaces in Brazil. Brazil has got most of the homeless children, you know, due to the fact that mothers are not there, single mothers. They are homeless, some are orphanages, some are, you know, because the mothers should have been caring for them, and of course the fathers too, but they end up in this culture of dancing and losing themselves, losing their moral values. What the supreme people of Europe have done, they have developed something that is called democracy. So what they do, they have taken that Brazilian carnival and implement it in different, or allow it, fund it to allow it to take place in places where you have a lot of black people, like in England and other places, in Germany, where they have a lot of societies where they collect black people. So what they throw this carnival there. And black men now increase in their immoral behaviors of misusing and abusing women. Why? Because they want to get the black culture to literally stay enslaved, to never come up or rise up above their mistakes and errors that they are doing against themselves, against each other, yeah, and against God. So what they do, they allow us to exercise our right of practicing these immoral behaviors, especially we love music and dancing. I can talk about Congo. Congo is very rich in music and dancing, but the same culture of music and dancing has totally destroyed Congo. Congo right now is not taking care of its financial structure. It's not taking care of its resources. It's not taking care of, all they do is to dance, sing very well. But when you look at the areas where they live, totally impoverished, living in poverty, men don't care about their women, but they are good dancers, they are good singers, they are good drum players. They focus on music, but how are they using music and the festivals of music and dance? In a negative way. So literally what has been done by those who don't want us to develop, we as black people, they have allowed us to exercise our immorality through music and dancing, through movies. And the more we exercise this, the more we lose the ability to exchange positively, and the more we exchange negatively, the more we boost these businesses of buying condoms from white men, HIV increases, pregnancies, abortion increases, killing each other, raping each other increases, as well as they are benefiting out of us from our own resources, our own minerals. We are here abusing each other, using our own culture, and the businesses we are transacting are very, very negative. Now, I don't want to be preaching to the audience right now, but okay. Now let us talk the positive. How can we now implement? Because
this message will be continued in the next part.